The Sunday Satsang, April 19, 2020. Who is asking a question? So how is a disciple tested by Guru Sadhan Krishna? I mean a test in relation to the disciple's faith in Guru. Please explain. The Lord is testing his devotees. In the purport of Vishnu Chakravarti to Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 7, verse 40, he said, Krishna is examining Arjuna's religion. He encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, because Ashwatthama killed the six sons of the Pandavas in their sleep. Arjuna, a great soul, did not want to kill him, although Ashwatthama was a murderer of Arjuna's family members. Though incited by Krishna, because Krishna did kill him, he was actually testing Arjuna's sense of justice. Arjuna did not want to kill Ashwatthama, even though he had killed his son, Atmahanam, because he was intelligent. He knew the nature of Krishna. So Krishna told him to kill him, but he knew Krishna's nature. So Krishna's nature is, though he is omniscient, he tests the devotees in this way in order to show their sense of justice to others. He tests Arjuna, the possessor of Dharma, by showing Vira and Rojarasa when he says, you should not release him. In the same way, he tested the gopis, who possess the greatest prema, by preaching karma and jnana in such verses in the beginning of the Rasa-lila, verse 24 of chapter 29. The highest religious duty for a woman is to sincerely serve a husband. And then he said, you were never actually, so that's karma, he's preaching karma, ashram, dharma, karma. Then he preached jnana. He said, you're never actually separated from me, for I'm the soul of all creation. That was in Brahma Gita. Ami sarvabhutanam adiranta antaram bahi. Dear ladies, I am the beginning and end of all created beings. I exist both within and without them. That was a Kurukshetra. You preached to the gopis that way. Just testing, and they didn't buy it. He also, Krishna tested King Prithu and Prahlad and others who were filled with devotion by showing or promising them enjoyment and powers to them. In the fourth canto, Krishna Vishnu said, my dear Prithu, you can ask for me any benediction you want. And he asked Prahlad, any desire you want to be fulfilled. But although he offered these benedictions, they do not accept. Even Siddha devotees test others. Thus Sukadeva Goswami tested Parikshit. In the sixth canto, he tests Parikshit's knowledge of Siddhanta when he speaks of regular atonements, when Parikshit asks the method of getting free from sin. In the ninth canto, Sukadeva tests Parikshit's eagerness for Krishna's pastimes by summarizing those pastimes. In the 10th canto, he tests his steadiness. In 12th canto, he tests his steadiness in bhakti by talking of Brahma again. So this testing goes on. So he said, the question is, again, in case you forgot, I mean the test in relation to disciples' faith in Guru. Well, it's two ways treated. Disciple's faith in Guru and Guru's faith in disciple. That's why Hari Bhakti Vilas says that disciple and Guru should test each other, examine each other for a minimum of 1 year. See their behavior and their attitude and their heart and their intelligence and their knowledge and their devotion and their behavior. And see if they have the qualification of a guru and qualification of a disciple. It's a mutual testing. So what are the possible ways a disciple is tested by a guru? Test in relation to the disciple's faith in guru. How will the guru test the disciple's faith? Well, sometimes, ordinarily, when people come to someone, to a guru, Guru will say, oh, I'm not initiating, you should go somewhere else. You should hear from this person, hear from that person. are not qualified to be a guru. And they will speak like this. So someone says, oh yeah, he's right, I better go somewhere else. So that's a test of faith. And it goes on automatically. It's not, Krishna arranges it automatically. Everyone's measuring and judging and making judgments. And the ultimate decision is made by Krishna in the heart to accept mutual acceptance. The disciple accepts the guru. Then the guru has to accept the disciple. Then the diksha function is held and the relation with Krishna is established. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe.